السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is on the deceasing of Sheikh Khalifa ibn Zayed, the loss of the nation. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds. He is the sole one who subsists, and so we praise him, for he is the most gloriously transcendent, and we believe and accept his apportioning of destiny. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd. To continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who have believed, fear Allah as he should be feared, and do not die except as Muslims. Ayyuhal mu'minun. Dear believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran to have patience, and that this is the sign of those who attain unto goodly tidings. He tells us about this when he says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And give glad tidings to the patient, who, when the calamity strikes them, say, Indeed we belong to Allah, and indeed to Him we will return. Dear brothers and sisters, with hearts that believe in the decree of our Lord, and with hearts that are content with the decree of their Creator, the people of the United Arab Emirates paid their final respects and regards to Sheikh Khalifa ibn Zayed al-Nahyan, who was the loss of the nation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring peace to his soul. Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed, may Allah have mercy upon him, was amongst those who were always close to the people and who demonstrated constant excellence in his moral character. And for this reason, he was well known amongst the people for his praiseworthy qualities. And he was of those who emulated what our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said when he said, Inna min ahabbikum ilayya wa aqrabikum minni majlisan yawm al-qiyamah ahasinakum akhlaqa. That indeed the dearest and closest of you to me on the day of resurrection will be those who are the best in character. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Sheikh Khalifa ibn Zayed, may Allah have mercy upon him, was of those who promoted the principles of justice in the UAE. And it is through his efforts that today we have a country that people can live in and they can experience peace and equality and a sense of justice, irregardless of their religion or nationality or gender. And in this regard, we can hope for the great reward that awaits him when the Prophet ﷺ spoke about some people who attain unto great reward because of their justice, when he said, سَبَعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. He said, there will be seven types of people who will be shaded by Allah under his shade on the day when there will be no shade except his shade. And amongst these types of people, he said, Al-Imamu al-Adil, the just ruler. And this is what Sheikh Khalifa ibn Zayed was. Sheikh Khalifa ibn Zayed was of those, and may Allah have mercy upon him, who was a forerunner, those who hastened and was active in bringing about charitable works and humanitarian initiatives. Through his efforts, numerous mosques were built, as well as hospitals throughout the land. We find through his efforts, many schools and universities were founded, and indeed entire cities and social institutions were established. May Allah have mercy on Sheikh Khalifa ibn Zayed. He was of those who was always striving to be of benefit and service to the people. He was of those who was merciful to the people. And in this too, he emulated what our Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, called us to when he said, "Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhumur Rahman." He said, "The merciful are those who will be shown mercy by the Most Merciful." Brothers and sisters, the many deeds and works of Sheikh Khalifa remain apparent today, both inside and outside the country, and all of these things serve as evidence of his beautiful efforts and great rank. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he cover him with the abundance of his forgiveness, and that he raise his rank in heaven and make his abode of those of the highest of those in heaven in Jannatul Firdaus. Brothers and sisters, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed a blessing upon us, and he says, "Wama bikum min ni'matin fa min Allah." He says, whatsoever of blessings you have, that is from Allah. And of those blessings he has bestowed upon us was that we had the leadership of Sheikh Khalifa ibn Zayed. But then after that, Allah has blessed us with the leadership of His Highness Sheikh Muhammad ibn Zayed al-Nahyan, who was chosen by the Emirates and its rulers, by its shuyukh and its people, as its president. And he bears in this regard the great trust of the nation that is now being passed on to him with the great responsibility to lead this country towards global leadership. One of the righteous scholars said that if he knew that one of his supplications would be answered, that he would make that supplication for the ruler. And this is something we shouldn't shy away from, because in supplicating for the rulers, we are supplicating for the collective. In asking that Allah grant them success, and true success is always success with Allah, success in the sphere of spirituality. If we ask that Allah grants him success, then this becomes a success for the people of that nation. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he grant success to Sheikh Muhammad ibn Zayed al-Nahyan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he bless his steps, that he protect him and he take care of him in his fadl and his grace. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he also allow us to be of those who are blessed with obedience towards the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and to be in obedience to those we've been commanded to show obedience towards in accordance with the saying, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul wa ulil amri minkum." O you who have believed, obey Allah and obey His Messenger and those in authority amongst you. Brothers and sisters, I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness. Indeed, He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.